Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News Radio WRVA. Always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Good evening. Good afternoon. I'm Eileen Abbott reporting. President Trump expects Israeli hostages to be released early next week. Details after a check of traffic and weather from the MyInsuranceDoctor.com Traffic Center, official insurance of News Radio WRVA.
Afternoon traffic already looking a little busy on the interstates. Delay 64 westbound from the Chaco Valley Bridge onto northbound 95. Also 195 northbound and 95 southbound near the Bryant Park interchange, seeing a little patch of delay. An earlier incident still causing a lane restriction, outbound Carey Street at 3 Chopped and River Road, both directions between Huguenot and 3 Chopped. With traffic, I'm Samantha Stone.
For the rest of our Thursday afternoon, we'll see sunny skies, temperatures rising into the upper 60s, much lower humidity versus recent days, and a bit of a breeze from time to time. Definitely get outside and enjoy it. Our upcoming Thursday night is going to be rather chilly heading into our Friday morning. From 8 News, I'm Storm Tracker 8 forecaster Tyler Hall for News Radio 1140 WRVA at 96.1 FM.
From the personal injury attorneys of Cravens and Knoll Weather Center, it's 67 and sunny in the Museum District. News Radio WRVA time, 3:01. President Donald Trump says his Israel-Hamas peace plan is moving forward. Trump made the announcement at a cabinet meeting he hosted today at the White House.
We are getting the hostages back on Monday or Tuesday, and that'll be a day of joy. I'm going to try and make a trip over. We're going to try and get over there.
Trump says he'll try to attend the official ceasefire signing between Israel and Hamas, which is taking place in Egypt. The first and likely only debate between the two candidates for governor is tonight at Norfolk State University. More from WRVA's Charles Pyle.
The debate starts at 7 p.m. with coverage on News Radio WRVA beginning at 6. Most polls show Democrat Abigail Spanberger with a double-digit lead going into the debate, but the race has been roiled recently by the controversy down ballot over text messages written by Democratic Attorney General candidate Jay Jones. Republican Winsome Earl Sears will likely raise the issue and attack Spanberger for not demanding that Jones drop out. The debate will be carried live on Nexstar-owned television stations around the state, including WRIC here in Central Virginia. Charles Pyle, News Radio WRVA.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is blaming Democrats for the government shutdown that began on October 1st, accusing them of playing political games.
Stop inflicting pain on the American people, Chuck Schumer, and open the government up. End this madness.
Scalise notes that October 15th is the next significant date in the shutdown, as it's the military's next payday. He says troops would not receive a paycheck if the shutdown continues. Richmond Mayor Danny Avula is asking for $80 million in state funds over the next 2 years to improve the city's water infrastructure. Avula's request, in a letter to Governor Youngkin, comes after Richmond experienced two water crises earlier this year. A Carytown fixture is getting a facelift to attract more visitors. WRVA's Sarah Huffman has more.
The neon sign that welcomes visitors to Carytown is coming down for repairs and annual maintenance. The $100,000 sign recently experienced another round of lighting issues, causing the first two letters to go out. An exact date for the sign's restoration was not provided, but the Carytown Merchants Association says the temporary downtime should allow for a more permanent repair to be made. I'm Sarah Huffman, News Radio, WRVA.
Checking the markets, the Dow is down 308, the S&P is down 33, and the NASDAQ is down 88. I'm Eileen Abbott reporting your next news at 3:30. News on demand at newsradiowrva.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Thursday, isn't it? No. It's not. It's Friday Eve. Right? I just want to be clear on this. People, you know, people say Thursday, people get all bummed out. Like, yeah, we're so far. You say Friday Eve, it's like we're leading right into it. How great was it hearing Eileen Abbott back on the airwaves here at WRVA? I know this has nothing to do with anything, except I'm very proud of what my friend Charles is doing back there in the newsroom. And I brag on him. What the heck? I'll do it one more time. No, Jeremy, you sit down. I am going to brag on him. Jeremy's like, he's had enough. His head's getting big. He's not going to fit in the newsroom. No, you sit down. Behave yourself. No, Charles just celebrated his second year, two-year anniversary here, News Radio WRBA, and has taken a newsroom that, in my opinion, because I've been here for 13 years and been involved with everybody who's been through that newsroom. He's taken that newsroom and just sort of turned it upside down and shaken it up and done great work. And now with Charles and Sarah Huffman, Eileen Abbott, I mean, we're cooking on all cylinders. All right, that's all I'm going to say. Now, let's get back to our pre-planned end of the world, except the hostages are coming home. I'm happy. I really am. I'm very, very excited about the prospect that these hostages are going to be released. You do know, in exchange, part of the exchange, that Israel will be releasing 2,000 prisoners. 2,000. In exchange for 20 living human beings and 20 bodies. All right. This is that moment where, quite honestly, the only thing you say is, it is what it is. Right? It is what it is. And I hate the idea of negotiating with terrorists and what have you, but it is what it is. And you could only see something like this with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. I know there are plenty of people that hate Donald Trump. Good Lord. I don't get it, but okay, you hate him. Even you folks, painful as it might be, even you folks are going to have to sit back and say, wow, he did it. He did it. And you know as well as I do that doing that, bringing peace in any way, it is. Any way to the Middle East is worthy of that Nobel Peace Prize. You know it and I know it. Question becomes, will the folks who give out the Nobel Peace Prize actually do what is right? You'll remember that they gave a Nobel Peace Prize to Barack Obama because apparently Barack Obama spelled his own name properly, right?
Yeah.
Hadn't accomplished anything. Oh, well, that's not true. No, that's not true. He did tell us that the seas were going to stop rising because he had been elected president. Wow. Not much ego there, huh? Caesar's still doing the same thing that the seas have always done, regardless of who is in the White House or not. And so Barack Obama, despite him proclaiming, this was the moment where my massive ego was fed, where my seat on high-paid boards of directors was solidified, and where Michelle and I make the money to purchase oceanfront property on places we keep telling the poor people. Keep telling them that those places will be underwater. But we're still going to spend $10 million on it because, well, we know better.
Okay.
President Trump is deserving of the Nobel Peace Prize. Make no mistake about it. Will he get it? I don't know. It is really, really tough to imagine that these folks who give out that prize will actually do the right thing. It is. It's difficult to imagine that they will do the right thing. You hope that they will. But their track record is, at best, spotty. Right? It's true. It is spotty. Isaac Herzog, the president of Israel, with whom I met a couple of weeks back, spent some time with him. And yes, I did provide him with a delightful Am Yisrael Chai bracelet from my pal Emily Morrissey. I did. I got them for all of the members of our delegation to Israel. I got them for the leadership of Newsmax. And I got them for each of the folks in big offices, if you will, in Israel. So the Speaker of the Parliament, the Speaker of the Knesset, the President of Israel, Prime Minister of Israel. I mean, everybody got them. And then I got some extras and I gave them out to members of the IDF and the Israel police. But Isaac Herzog, politically speaking, could not be any more different than Benjamin Netanyahu. This is a very important thing to remember. Very important thing. Herzog, in fact, is a political enemy of Bibi Netanyahu. Herzog, in fact, really personally dislikes Netanyahu. How do I know that? Because he told me. Because he made that clear. And yet he has been united with Netanyahu for the last 2 years to win this war against Hamas and to get the hostages returned. Herzog, politically speaking, could not be further away from Donald Trump. And yet, he today, on record, saying President Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Only Trump could do this. Even leftists over on, what do they call an MSNBC today? Is anybody keeping track? Jerm, make a note of this, please. Somebody needs to be assigned to monitor. No, they don't actually have to watch or listen to it. I'll still do that. But somebody needs to just follow what the heck the official name is for MSNBC. Because they're changing it, right? They don't. That well, NBC didn't want to be associated with them anymore. I don't. You know, fault their judgment. It's a terrible operation, but they are changing their name. But somebody needs to keep track of that. But even some folks on MSNBC this morning, believe it or not, giving credit to President Trump, acknowledging that only Trump could do this, and that it was his business connections in many ways that helped pave the way. In fact, it was the business relationships that many within the Trump administration have that helped pave the way for this. What does that tell you? Tells me that when some wandering life-size puppet like Joe Biden tells us, you know, I know all the people of the world. I know all the leaders. I've been dealing with them for 50 years. That's why they'll listen to me. No, that's exactly why they didn't listen to you. They did know you, and they knew what an absolute, utterly, grossly incompetent boob you were. And so, no, they did not deal with you because they had no respect for you. In fact, the more the people knew you, the less the people liked you. President Trump comes riding in and says, hey, I know a lot of folks from the business world. I've done deals with them. They've made me money. I've made them money. I think they'll take my calls. Guess what? He was right. Donald Trump, despite what people have said about him, Donald Trump is very much the anti-war president. This is a guy who has no interest in war. He'll be part of it if necessary, but he has no interest in starting wars. He has no interest in continuing wars. His interest is bringing peace to the world. And I don't give a damn how you want to paint him politically because you just don't like him. That's your problem. But it would be remiss of me not to acknowledge this is the guy who's actually stopping wars. Stopping wars. I just think it's an amazing situation. All right, a couple of things I want to remind you. We got our buddy Brian Maloney.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The media equalizer is going to be here at 3:35. Looking forward to chatting with him. I want to get his sense. Certainly this government shutdown, and we cannot ignore the fact that in Northern Virginia, people are dealing with it, and they're dealing with it in very real ways, and leading into an election, man, it's going to impact some votes. Same thing like out in Newport News, Norfolk area, where you've got folks who are defense contract related, they too are feeling this. So that's probably going to impact their vote. But we'll let Maloney analyze that. Tonight, of course, we've got live coverage of what is looking to be the only debate between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. It's 1 hour. And here's the way that this is going to work. I will be doing this here little show as I do each and every day, right? We'll do that till 6 o'clock. Now, 6 o'clock rolls around. Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News, my friend Rich is going to join me on the air. Charles Pyle, our esteemed news director, is going to join me on the air. And then the three of us are going to spend an hour, 6 to 7, kind of pre-gaming the debate. All right? Of the three of us, Charles has observed and reported on more Virginia-based debates than either myself or Rich. So I really will sit here and listen to the things that Charles has to say. I want his insight. I want his observation. We're in three very different situations when you think about it. Charles, local guys cover this stuff forever. Local guy for me, 13 years, almost 14 years, right? And Rich, relatively new, under a year. So we've got three very different, very unique perspectives on this. Each of them is going to be important. So I want to make sure you're listening starting at 6 for this special extended coverage. And then from 7 till 8, of course, we will have the actual debate. Oh, my buddy Dave Saunders is dropping by today as well, 4:35. We got some great news from Dave, and we got to help him celebrate. It is the 90th anniversary of the Texas Inn. Yep. Oh, yeah. They got all sorts of specials going on as we speak. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Don't forget, tomorrow, my buddy TJ Leonard's going to be dropping by from Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. We got a lot we're going to be talking about. Look, the seasons are changing. We got new stuff coming into the store, but they're also doing the big trunk or treat event. Looking forward to that. They've got the Cat Simons pet costume contest. And my old friend Shelley Perkins here is trying to convince me that I got to dress Pixie up in some sort of a contest and enter her in the pet costume contest. Well, I don't know. It might be, you know, beneath her dignity. The creature is the senior executive producer of this here little show. What is she going to dress up as? I don't know. But we'll chat with TJ about that tomorrow. Remember, at 7 o'clock tonight is the actual debate between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and Abigail Spanberger. And from 6 until 7, we're going to have a special pre-debate analysis with myself and Rich Herrera from Richmond's Morning News and Charles Pyle. Tomorrow at 6 a.m., I guarantee you, Rich will be all over this, analyzing it after it happens. And so there's a lot going on. We've got, is it 25 days, 26 days? There's not a lot of time left before this is going to get called one way or the other. One way or the other. And you and I are, well, we're going to have to live with the consequences. And if you don't bother to vote, you don't have a lot of room to gripe or complain, whichever way it goes. There is a brand new poll out which shows, and I'm just going to give you the details because I know we haven't seen any coverage of this, but it's a legit poll. I don't want anybody to get all bent out of shape. Nick Minock, who does, you know, the great reporting out of D.C., says he's got a new Signal poll, shows the race for Virginia governor once again tightening. Abigail Spanberger losing a major amount of support, and Winsome Sears picking up exactly that support. Is Abigail Spanberger still in the lead? Yep. 49% of the vote. And Winsome Sears now with 45%. That is a huge change, a massive sea change since the last poll. You've got an opportunity to make a difference. You may or may not care. If you don't care, there's nothing I can do to help you. If you do care, you got to get out there and make sure you vote. Prosecutors have now confirmed. Jay Jones, remember him? Guy who wants to put two bullets into the head of one of his co-workers. You remember him, right? Prosecutors are now acknowledging he did not have the judge's approval to do his, quote, community service with his own political action committee. In fact, it violates every single part of the rules and regulations that govern community service. My question is, can the judge now order him incarcerated? I think they ought to send him away. I really do. you didn't actually fulfill the terms of the agreement, then you need to go sit in a jail cell for a bit. It's 325. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 335. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We are just a couple of hours out from the first, well, actually, the only debate that is scheduled between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. Of course, we've got a special pre-debate show. We'll spend the hour from 6 to 7 talking about some of the issues that might come up, what we should be looking for, what we've seen in past debates. And then at 7 o'clock, we will carry the debate live right here on News Radio WRVA. And it's only an hour. It's 1 hour. It's amazing that with 8 million or so people here in my beloved Commonwealth, your only chance really to see a head-to-head discussion between these two is for 1 hour, which, in all candor, is better than Lieutenant Governor or Attorney General. Lieutenant Governor, that's not happening at all because Ghazala Hashmi has refused to be part of a debate with John Reed. And the Attorney General's debate is what? It's a little get-together with the Bar Association. Well, crazy. All right. My friend Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, joins us once a week, and we take a look at all the things that are going on. I want to get a sense from Brian, not just about this government shutdown. We talked a little bit about that last week, but President Trump, who ought to get the Nobel Peace Prize for what's going on in the Middle East, just amazing stuff. Brian, welcome, sir.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Did you ever think? I mean, let's talk a little bit about this. Only Trump could get this done.
Yeah, and the left will not give him any credit whatsoever for any of it.
Right. Should we hold our breath? Should we wait for the Nobel Peace Prize to come his way? I think never ever going to happen.
No, I mean, it's a left-wing award basically given to leftists, and if he were to win one, I would be truly shocked. But he certainly would deserve one for this deal alone.
Yeah, yeah. What do you make of what has happened here? We are the same age, just about, I think. We've seen these moves one way or another, but ultimately we've heard the same thing over and over again. Can never happen, won't ever happen, never really going to happen. Trump seems to have not just the connections behind the scenes, but the, you know what Vince McMahon said, the testicular fortitude to say, guys, we're getting this done.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. So, I mean, I think that we're in incredible times here. We really are.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me your analysis of the election stuff coming up, Brian. We are hot and heavy here. We're like 25 days away, I guess, from the actual election day. More and more stuff coming out even today on this Jay Jones. You got sort of a macro view here. You're looking from outside of Virginia. What are you seeing? What are you feeling about this?
Well, I will tell you this. The entire country right now is watching the Virginia races. And Jay, this clown Jay, is probably one of the main reasons. But, I mean, the background of these clowns, but also this Democrat running for governor in New Jersey as well. Yeah. But I think Virginia has now eclipsed New Jersey. And I do these segments on other stations, Jeff. Right. You know, I'm kind of two-timing you.
It's all right. I thought I was your real only. It's okay. No, I don't take it. You should be doing more than that. You're that good.
So we have to have humor and all this or we'll go nuts. But the thing is that, you know, even interviews out west, I'm being asked about Virginia. So that just tells you, and it's the first topic that comes up.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, this, this guy is unbelievable. But so typical of the left because they play by a different set of rules than the rest of us. You know, they can go and send all the threatening text messages they want, and, oh, that was just, you know, blowing off steam, or he didn't really mean it, or, you know, they make every excuse in the book. And just the battle to get media outlets to even cover this scandal, most of them did so, you know, kicking and screaming, dragging their feet as long as they could until they absolutely had to report on it days later.
Yeah. It's a fascinating situation, Brian, to watch this play out. Now, I'm curious to know, and I'll remind everybody, Brian Maloney is joining us, the media equalizer, somebody who, my opinion, just one of the best talk show hosts, one of the best talk radio personalities I've ever heard. But in addition to that, Brian's devoted a huge chunk of his life to organizing stuff and running campaigns, doing all this big-time stuff. Jay Jones actually canceled a fundraiser that was scheduled. Do you think, as somebody who's been inside campaigns, is there something that we should be reading into that, or is it just him saying, we're good, we'll do it some other time?
Well, I think that he is fearful of appearing anywhere in public where he might have to take questions from anyone, and it could be that donors have backed out. But, I mean, it's fascinating the way the Democrats circled around him with a protective cocoon and how none of them really withdrew their endorsement of him despite all of this. And, you know, and it isn't even just the threatening text, but the fact that he has also misrepresented his record. I mean, it doesn't sound like he's ever really tried any cases or done any significant legal work, which is, by the way, the same issue that we had with Kamala Harris. I mean, she had basically been propelled through the system, you know, the Peter principle, basically just moving up, without ever really trying a lot of cases. We find this a lot with Democrats that run for attorney general or any kind of position that is a prosecutorial position. We find that they often haven't really done much other than kind of glorify paralegal work.
Yeah, Jay Jones was, as memory serves, an associate attorney general in the District of Columbia, but never actually prosecuted a single case. He's never, ever been in the courtroom to prosecute a case, and now he's decided that he should be the attorney general of my Commonwealth, and it is just absolutely outrageous. And you should know, because you are seeing other talk show hosts, I know, you should know that just today the prosecutor out in New Kent County shared with everybody that Jay Jones apparently misled the court. There was no approval for him to do this so-called community service at his political action committee. And so I don't know what the follow-up is, but as I read it, he would certainly be subject to, I don't know if it's prosecution or some sort of an amended sentence, because he didn't actually do what he was supposed to do, apparently.
Well, you know, one would think, but as a Democrat, again, the legal system protects him. And I saw the letter that was written by the apparently executive director of his own PAC. Yeah. And that letter, first of all, doesn't even mention that it's a political action committee. And the letter also doesn't mention his role in it, which is that he runs it.
Right.
It left off. If you saw the letter, it's very brief. You know, it was to the court, and basically that he had satisfied the community service. What was it, 300 hours? And I mean, that person should be brought up on charges as well. The person who wrote that letter, because it's a complete lie.
It is insanity. Now, there is a difference. I'm sure you remember a couple of years back, Governor Northam was discovered in the yearbook from his medical school, either dressed as a Klansman or in blackface. And so there was an immediate cry for him to resign. This time around, with Jay Jones making these threats, these fantasies, I guess would be a better way to describe it, that he would put two bullets into the head of a coworker, Democrats, I guess, did what Democrats do, but boy, they really did circle the wagons with him. But they were, just a couple of years ago, perfectly willing to throw Ralph Northam out until they realized that their lieutenant governor and their attorney general were not going to make the cut.
Yeah, so everything is about partisan politics first and decency never. And that is the pattern that we've seen consistently. And, you know, they play by their own standards and their own rules until we change that system and to where it can no longer protect them. We will continue to have this happen. And I guess on election night, what I'll be wondering is, do these Fairfax voters just sit there and check D, 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 D up and down the ballot like usual? Or do they think twice about a person like this? And, you know, I hate to sound cynical, but I think they just vote D and they don't care who it is.
Yeah, I don't think you're being cynical. No, you're not being cynical. You're being an astute observer because you will look, I don't do predictions, but I would be inclined to think that Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, it doesn't matter who is listed as a Democrat. That's exactly the way they're going to vote. So it is up to Winsome Sears and John Reed and Jason Mayarnes to get the votes out elsewhere. And it seems like it's working. Whether it's going to be enough, I don't know. Latest polls indicate, boy, this thing is getting tighter and tighter and tighter by the hour.
Well, the thing also, Jeff, is the Republicans that you just named are just superb candidates. I mean, we can really be proud of who we have running this year in Virginia and New Jersey and elsewhere this year. I mean, we can really say that we put our best foot forward with these. And I haven't always been able to say that every election year. But this year, I say it confidently. We've got great Republican candidates.
I couldn't agree with you more. I know you are looking at New Jersey as well. And so before I let you go, what are you seeing and hearing in New Jersey? Is that thing as tight as it seems to be?
It is tight. And, you know, there was a debate and it was very, very fiery. I think that was last night. Yeah. And, you know, now you've got the Virginia debate. The thing, what I am seeing that really encourages me is a lot of Republican activism in New Jersey. Even people I know are out walking precincts for Republicans, for the Republican ticket. People are out there working and getting involved, getting engaged like I've never seen before, because New Jersey's starting to turn purple on us, you know, and that's really thanks to Trump in a large extent. I think Trump got 43% of the vote there last time, which is really darned good for New Jersey. So I think there's something changing out there, and people are getting out and seizing upon it and doing something about it. And I think that's what encourages me the most. And those polls are as tight as Virginia's. So, I mean, this is all about turnout, Jeff. Yeah. All about turnout. We have to have every single person listening to your program right now get out and vote and overcome that, you know, expected what we get every election from the areas that you just named, Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, et cetera, you know, to overcome that in the rest of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And that's the bottom line.
I love it. Brian, I want folks to be following the Media Equalizer. How do they do it?
That is facebook.com/Media Equalizer, one word, Media Equalizer, and also facebook.com/Red Wave America, Red Wave America.
Love it. Great stuff. I will chat with you soon. That is my friend, Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. If you are not following him over on Facebook, well, quite frankly, you should be. It is as simple as that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRV. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I'm going to warn you now. Right after we take a listen to the news, we're going to take a listen to what is or is not MSNBC. Again, I can't really keep track of what the heck they're calling it. I mean, you know what it is. It is what it is. Maybe we'll just call it that. It is what it is. But it is what it is. But believe it or not, earlier today, actual living human beings on MSNBC or Bunch of Bananas or Office Chair or Coffee Mug, I'm just looking at stuff here right in front of me, whatever it is that you want to call it, it is what it is, okay. They actually acknowledged that President Donald John Trump is responsible for this peace deal. there wasn't as much gnashing of the teeth as I would have expected. I didn't even see any visible tears from either Mr. or Mrs. Mika. And they had a couple of other people. I mean, you know, all their talking heads sort of blend together, so... But they all seem to agree. President Trump is responsible for this. Now, you and I both know. You and I both know. President Trump ought to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. Will he? I don't know. Probably not. But he deserves it, doesn't he? I want you to hit me up over on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And yeah, there are two separate questions, aren't there? Does he deserve it? Will he get it? Curious to know what you're thinking on that. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 6 o'clock this evening, I will be getting together with Rich Herrera and Charles Pyle. We'll be doing a special pre-debate show talking about some of the issues, some of the things we will or will not see. And then we'll have the debate itself right at 7. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. A word of advice here as we are listening to Charles Pyle in the news. Charles had a piece of sound from a Bob Holdsworth. I wouldn't give you a nickel for the stuff that Bob Holdsworth has to say. And if anybody's listening to him, go, well, that's it. No reason I should vote for Lieutenant Governor Sears or John Reed or Attorney General Meares. I mean, he said it's pretty much over. This is her last chance. I've never heard him ever give any sort of chance to Republicans. And again, if you do have a question for him, ask him about Buddy Fowler. All right. That for me was the final point when I said, yeah, I don't ever need to hear what he has to say again. Because as far as I'm concerned, everything he does and everything he says, to me anyway, sounds like he's trying to convince Republicans, don't bother voting. I'd like to think I'm wrong. I'm just telling you what my sense of it is. So I don't give him a nickel's worth of credit as far as me. You're concerned about this election? Then go out and vote. And don't let anybody suppress your vote. Don't let anybody keep you at home. The other one, I mean, and this guy is a total buffoon, of course, Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato. It's another one. Hasn't been right in forever. And any credibility he had, and it wasn't a lot to begin with, any credibility he had was completely and totally destroyed when he compared people attending President Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden to Nazis. That was it. I was done with him. Not that I had, again, any real confidence in anything that he had to say, because I think he's a buffoon. But after that, forget about it. Not interest. Not interested in any way. All right. Let me share a couple of things coming in on the James River Air text line. If you don't mind, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Feel free to shoot me a text over there. And then we're going to listen, believe it or not, to people on MSNBC or whatever they're calling it this week that actually had something sort of, kind of good to say about President Trump. I know. All right. 804 says, hey, Jeff, before Charles Pyle arrived, I used to cringe whenever the WRVA news came on. It was painful to listen to. Yep, right there with you. Charles and company have elevated the one area that was lacking on the station. Kudos to all who made it happen. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Thank you, Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Love you, too. And they're absolutely right. Charles has turned that newsroom around. It's the best it has sounded in 13 years that I've been here at WRBA. There's nobody that I ever heard on that station for news that has sounded better than Charles, done better reporting than Charles. We had a lot of people back there that, kind of passed through there, but Jeff, I voted already. Why do I have to keep hearing Abigail Spamberger ads on the morning show, but no Winsom Sears ads? Well, because Winsom Sears doesn't have money rolling in from California and New York. And before anybody gets, I don't understand why you take the ads. Well, because if you have an FCC license, you are obligated to take political ads. If you take one, you have to take them all. That's that. Those are the rules. Those are the rules. Jeff, it would be hard for anyone else to top ending a war, much less ending seven wars, and be more deserving of the Nobel Peace Prize than President Trump. Who else would that be? What else could that person do to top this? Nothing. That's CK in Richmond. I agree with you. And you know what? I still don't know that he's going to get it. Jeff, I just voted at Hanover Courthouse. I was number 367. Wow, good. Very easy setup. Lots of volunteers. They said activity has increased considerably the last couple of days. I'm voting Republican all the way. Cheers, Pam in Hanover. Well, I am as well. Good for you. John, who is down in Bon Air, says, Jeff, I like Little Friday better than Friday Eve, personally. Okay, John, well, then you use Little Friday. Yeah, I mean, it's wrong, but you go right ahead and do that. 804 says, Jeff, somebody should check Ghazala Hashmi's social media, text, emails. I'd be very surprised if she herself hadn't made similar hateful comments. Think about this for a second. Jay Jones was texting that stuff to Carrie Coyner, a Republican. Can you imagine what the Democrats say amongst themselves? That's kind of my takeaway from that. I agree. Jeff, took me 37 seconds to vote early in Virginia, the Laburnum location in Henrico, as opposed to spending 37 minutes at the post office trying to mail a package. So everybody can get out and vote early or you can't complain. That's Catherine in Richmond. 804, Jeff, Jay Jones is untouchable. Both parents are judges. Nothing will happen to him. His community service was a joke. He is the Democrat heir apparent, and I will need libations at 6 o'clock. Well, I'm debating that. And I don't know if Herrera and Pyle are aware of it. 6:03 is happy hour here at Casa Cats. And if I am delaying my own personal gratification for the betterment of society? I mean, really? It's asking a lot of me, isn't it? Do I, what do you think? Do I postpone happy hour by an hour? Or do I still engage in happy hour maneuvers at 18:03, which could, I'm telling you, could make that pre-debate show that much more entertaining. All right, I'll consider it. Hey, Jeff, the motto ought to be vote early and often, right? No, that was the motto when I was growing up in Philadelphia. Vote early, vote often, because there was no actual observance of the rules. In addition, in Philadelphia, as a kid growing up, we used to routinely have 90-95% voter turnout from cemeteries because the philosophy was, hey, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're not patriotic. 703 says, Jeff, according to the current odds on Polymarket, Donald Trump only has a 4% chance of winning the Nobel Prize. Sudan's emergency response rooms are the runaway favorite with 33% odds. Okay. 804 says, Jeff, Dr. Bob is such a hack. He's just a nicer version of Larry Sabato. Yeah. Yeah, and that's not the good Dr. Bob. You know, my Dr. Bob is Dr. Bob Quarles from Threshold Medical down there in Midlothian. That's my doctor. He's my friend, too, but he's my doctor. So that Dr. Bob is amazing. Now, this is that Dr. Bob Holsworth who does some of the political observations. 703 says, Jeff, the Nobel Peace Prize basically lost all credibility when PLO leader Yasser Arafat won it in 1994. And what little credibility was left went down the drain in 2009 when Obama won simply because he was a U.S. president whose name was not George W. Bush. Yeah. 804, Jeff, do you believe Abigail Spanberger has a double-digit lead? I do not. Steve the Painter, Jeff, we just had a an Abigail Spanberger flyer shoved under our door. I'm sorry to hear that. Can I tell you? All right, get ready. I'm going to give you the warning now. In a couple of moments, we're going to play some audio from MSNBC, Mr. and Mrs. Mika. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. It is, it's interesting. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We got the big debate coming up tonight. It's going to be the only debate between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and Abigail Spanberger, former congresswoman. So you better make sure you're here. We'll do our little pre-debate get-together to discuss it at 6 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, for 1 hour, they will have their debate, and that'll be right here on News Radio WRVA. I told you that Mr. and Mrs. Mika and their usual cast of characters, well, they had to come clean, sort of, kind of, because they're talking about Donald Trump and this peace deal. So just a piece of advice. Hang on 1 second here. Take a sip of something, preferably coffee. I'm not going to be responsible for you doing a spit take when you listen to something from MSNBC and it goes all over your laptop or your windshield. All right, there you go. Now, let's take a listen. Cut number two, please.
The deal that President Trump is announcing, played a key part in negotiating, is a significant change. This war was blocked for 2 years. President Biden, who preceded him, was unable to find a way to stop it. President Trump found that way by being tough on both sides. And he'll take a victory lap for sure over the next few days. But it's deserved. There's no way that I can see that this would have been done without Trump's pressure in the final hours.
Well, by the way, the White House will be the first to admit that it's, and the negotiators, that it's some of these business relationships that have drawn criticism in the past that actually have allowed them to go in and go places that that, let's just say, a more conventional White House and team would have been able to go. Sean Meacham, let's talk history here. My God, the failure since 1948 to figure out a way to resolve this issue are so plentiful. I can only think of a few offhand successful negotiations. One, of course, that Mika and her family know very well about it, the Camp David Accords, but also the Abraham Accords, which actually Jared Kushner went around the Middle East and, of course, for Donald Trump, built relationships across the Middle East. Many of those he continued in the private sector, gaining criticism, of course, for making money that he did for his business. But those relationships built up, and those are the same relationships that he's using right now, along with Steve Witkoff and others, to bring us to a place where I don't think we've been.
No, I think that's right.
I guess I should ask you, how historic is this?
Well, as ever, depends on how the chapter ends, but the beginning of the chapter is remarkable. And one of the things about honesty and citizenship and a sense of, I would say, maturity about what people in a democracy should do is, even if someone with whom you disagree about 99 things does the 100th really well, you should say so, because that's what intellectual honesty is. And so all credit to President Trump and his, as you say, unconventional team. But if it's an unconventional team, that's fine.
Wow. I would not interrupt that for anything, because I don't know if you will ever hear anything that's even remotely close to that. But there you had, right, what was 3-4 separate yak and yakkers over there on MSNBC, all giving credit to and tributes to one Donald John Trump, President of the United States. Wow. If I were you, take a look outside. See if there are pigs flying through the sky right about now. It's 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and it's a little bit chillier, isn't it? Man, in the 60s. We didn't even break 70 degrees today. Did you know that? It looks like it's going to be that way for the next couple of days. To me, that means it's hot dog weather. All right. I mean, if it were really warm, it would also be hot dog weather. But that's not the point. The point is, hot dog weather is always appropriate. Even the Cat's Dog at the Texas Inn is the best hot dog that you're ever going to encounter. And I wanted to bring in my friend Dave Saunders, who we all know for a variety of reasons. We've heard him for years talking about stuff as the guy who created Madison and Maine, which is just one of the top advertising marketing ventures in America, and it's right here in Central Virginia. And we've also seen him as he's taken the Texas Inn, purchased it, grown it, and made it even more of a community partner. And today is the 90th birthday, the 90th anniversary for the Tea Room, for the Texas Inn. So I thought, you know what? Let me get Dave on the program. Let's just talk a little bit about that great celebration, see what else is cooking over there. Dave, thank you for being here, sir.
Hello, Jeff Katz. You know, I was just thinking, you make me feel so good. I wish I could just look in the mirror and have Jeff Katz introduce me every morning. It would just spike my ego so much. I appreciate it, sir.
That is very, very, very kind. Let's start with this major accomplishment of the Texas Inn, man. To have anything survive 90 years is a major accomplishment. A restaurant? God, that is unheard of.
Absolutely. Yeah. October 11th, 1935, the Texas Inn was born in Lynchburg, Virginia. And, you know, the original founder, he had like this really great recipe. It was good, fast, and cheap. You get all three. You know, yeah. You know, we've heard that for years. You know, you can only pick two, right? Well, this guy said, I'm going to serve good food. I'm going to serve it in 20 minutes or less, you know, and I'm going to sell it at a reasonable price. And boy, it was a really radical idea back then, but it's still in play today, 90 years later. It's one of the oldest continually operated restaurants in the Commonwealth.
It is amazing. Remind everybody, because there was a time it only had one location. Right now you got four. How did it grow? Why did you grow it?
Yeah, everybody thought it was nuts, Jeff, including my banker. You know, it's like, one, you're going to buy this old diner, this 83-year-old diner. It's almost falling off a cliff. You got to put money into it. You got to replace everything. But I just couldn't stand to see it go. I've seen so many legacy restaurants across the state close, and, you know, a lot of them closed during the pandemic. And I said, you know, this is just part of the community here. And I would just hate to be in a world where you couldn't go in and grab a bite of nostalgia. You know, it's the same menu as 90 years ago. And that's part of the thing, you know, where you have two and three and four and five generations of customers coming in. It just makes you feel a sense of pride. Yeah. But then I looked at the landscape and I'm like, well, hold on. It's open late. You know, we're near colleges. College kids like to go out and go out late. Other folks like to have a place kind of like a Waffle House where you go to sober up after a night on the town. And yeah, that's what we do. And I figured it's not such a dinosaur anymore. And so we've expanded it. And now with four locations, including our latest one in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, I love the whole story, Dave. And you say that you were just determined not to see it go away because you had this connection with it, being a Lynchburg guy, and your dad. Was your dad the fire marshal, fire inspector in Lynchburg?
Yeah, he was a firefighter, then later a fire inspector, fire marshal, ultimately chief. He took me in there when I was 5 years old. You know, basically, he worked two blocks away at the fire station, and I sat on one of those little red stools, you know, and they were super kind. And then, you know, in 2018, I walked in, I'm meeting all the employees, and one of the servers, Frances, she said, I remember you. Your dad was a fire marshal. I remember your sister used to have pigtails. And here it was, 40-some years later, 43 years later, whatever. And she waited on me as a child when I was five, you know.
And you were better behaved this time, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. My dad did not put up with foolishness, so... As they say.
Without your dad, you could probably just spin round and round and round on the red stool. But I got a feeling if your dad was there, you would have behaved better. But now you say, well, you know what? They're my stools. If I want to spin around, by God, I'm spinning around. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's the way that works.
You know, when I bought it 7 years ago, I said, there's got to be some way we can thank the community. And back then it was our 83rd anniversary. And I said, hey, I've got it. I'll sell hot dogs for 83 cents. And every year it goes up a penny because of inflation, I guess. But this year it's 90 cents for a hot dog. And I know exactly how many hot dogs we sold last year. It was 8,300. Wow. And the reason I know that is because I lost a dollar on every single hot dog sold. And this year I'm hoping to lose even more money. The current count's around 5,500, something like that, when I checked a little bit ago.
Wow.
And we're open till 2 a.m., so we might hit a new record.
I love it. Well, people need to get in there. Remind everybody of the actual address to get into the Texas Inn here in the Richmond area.
Yeah, for our friends at WRVA, it is 2901 Park Avenue. It's across the street from Bandito's Burrito Lounge and a block away from the Virginia Museum of History and Culture. So, we're right there off of Boulevard and Broad and a couple blocks off of Boulevard and Broad. We'd love to see any and all of you come by, grab six hot dogs for $6 and change, and have a nice meal with the family.
It. And it's the same thing now. You got two locations in Lynchburg, one out in Winchester, right? You got a certain college student you were looking out for in
Harrisonburg,
Winchester.
Yeah. out about a third of a mile from JMU in Harrisonburg. I was out there this morning. Yeah. And 18 months now in the capital city.
Wow, this is great stuff. I am absolutely thrilled that the Cat's Dog is now on the menu in Harrisonburg, both locations in Lynchburg, obviously right here in Richmond. Give us the details. What were we doing? What are we doing with the Cat's Dog? And just remind everybody why you look, and you're the guy who did this. You put this whole thing together. Why are you doing what you're doing?
So we serve a bright red Jesse Jones Southern style hot dog since the beginning. That company was founded in 1926. We've served them since 1935. However, a few years ago, after we opened in Harrisonburg, and we had a lot of folks coming down from the Mid-Atlantic and New England states, and they were like, bright red hot dog, I'm scared. Let me get something else. So I started offering Nathan's hot dogs, all beef, Nathan's kosher hot dogs. And we've been selling them. And then we had the idea earlier this year, we're going to rename it the Cat's Dog in honor of our favorite radio host, Jeff Katz. We're going to fill it up with our homemade chili and our sweet and tangy Texas chow chow and a sprinkle of onion. And we'll make it just like the classic dog, but we'll sell those and we'll give 50 cents for each one to Special Olympics Virginia, a great organization that's near and dear to both of our hearts. Yeah. And I'm happy to tell you, Jeff, when we closed the books October 1 for third quarter, we sold 1,723 of them. And I was able to give Special Olympics Virginia a check the other day for $861.50. And we didn't even sell them the whole quarter. So I think this last quarter, they're selling like hotcakes, no pun intended.
Right.
And I'd love to get to that 2,000 mark for the Cat's Dogs here in the fourth quarter and give even more money to Special Olympics.
God bless you, Dave. Honest to God, I am so grateful that you stepped up with this brilliant idea, and you're so willing to help out. We both love the Special Olympians. Of course, our mutual friend Carl Leonard, the sheriff in Chesterfield County, he's been such a huge supporter of Special Olympics Virginia through the years. So this is just amazing. 1,723 Cat's Dogs sold. And you're right, wasn't even the full quarter. And $861.50 for Special Olympics Virginia, and we're going to keep doing it. Q4 is here. We want to sell even more. You need to remind people, though, not just about the Cat's Dog. I do want to brag about that because you're doing great work with that, but that Texas Chow Chow, I think that's something that should be like jarred or bottled and made available for people to eat everywhere in America. Is that something I'm going to be able to buy and send to people all over the country?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, during COVID, we started shipping out our relish, our sweet and tangy Texas Chow Chow, through goldbelly.com. And you can actually get it delivered anywhere, even Alaska, even Hawaii. We've sent it to all 50 states. However, it's incredibly expensive to ship. The best way to do it is come down to the store and buy some for $6.99, I think it is, for a pint of it. But yeah, that's our secret sauce. That is probably the single biggest reason we've been in business and been successful for the last 90 years. Often imitated and never duplicated.
Yeah, I think, you know how people do those custom wine bottles, you know, especially companies around the holidays. I think people ought to go in and buy the Texas Chow Chow right there, then go right over Park Avenue there, get themselves a case or whatever, and then give it out as holiday gifts. Make it stocking stuffers. That stuff, I would bathe in that if I had the chance to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've when I visit my mother in South Carolina, the first question she has is, did you bring me chili and did you bring me relish? She's not really that concerned about seeing me or the kids or anything else. She's more concerned about the Texas Inn food.
Hey, she knows that you love her and you know she loves you. Now hand over the chow chow. That's what you say. That's what it is. God bless you, Dave. I thank you for being here. I thank you so much for what you're doing at the Texas Inn with the support with the Cats Dog for Special Olympics Virginia. And as you said, we've got until 2 o'clock. We've got a few more hours to get over to the Texas Inn. I want you to give everybody the exact address again, because get over there, you get a delicious hot dog for 90 cents. And remember, next year, the price is shooting through the roof up to 91 cents. So get them now while you can.
Yeah, heaven forbid we turn 100 and we have to charge $1 for these things. This is going to be terrible. Yes, 2901 Park Avenue, a couple blocks away from Boulevard and Broad, open till 2 a.m., and we'd love to cook you up a bag of hot dogs and eat them there and enjoy the show, or take them with you and go home and watch the debate tonight, chowing down on some hot dogs.
Yeah, it's going to make it that much easier, that much better. You are the best, my friend. Thank you for being here. That is Dave Saunders. What an amazing human being. He doesn't have to do that, just so you know. I mean, he really, it's not like he lost the bet to me. He's like, all right, fine, I'll give you the stinking hot dog. It's enough already. No. You know, we were just hanging out having coffee one morning and shooting the breeze, and he's just such a brilliant guy who has done so many effective, amazing things throughout the years. And he came up with this, and, you know, I signed on. And so there you go. An extra $861.50 for Special Olympics Virginia. And that goes into the Carl Leonard Fund. You know, every year the sheriff has enlisted me to do something crazy with him. And we raise money for Special Olympics. So now I'm trying to do my part by building it up before we even start the official campaign. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Breaking news, my friends. This just happened. New York Attorney General Letitia James has been indicted for mortgage fraud. That happening here in the Eastern District of Virginia. That's according to Fox News. Federal grand jury in Virginia has indicted New York Attorney General Letitia James on suspicion of mortgage fraud. Wow. Wow. Grand jury was meeting in the Eastern District of Virginia to weigh the charges today. Man, oh man, oh man. Wow. I think it's going to be fascinating. You know, that whole thing started with Bill Pulte, who's the director of Federal Housing and Finance, right? Federal Housing Finance Director. Got to get the name right, title right. Bill was on the program when we were up at the White House. Interesting guy. Comes from a family of builders. And so I don't know which way it goes, but it is a fascinating development. That is for sure. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 434 says, hey, Jeff. I lived in Lynchburg for 20 years before coming to Richmond. The original Texas Inn is a very special place. Going in for a great hot dog and some much-needed verbal abuse. It's a fun spot, absolutely. Now, the wait staff at the Texas Inn here in Richmond, very kind, actually. They really are super sweet. But you're right. If you you spent some time in Lynchburg, you might have gotten yelled at. There could have been absolutely a waitress who explained the facts of life to you and said, straighten your act up. Oh, and here's your hot dog. But thanks again to Dave Saunders, man. $861.50 from the sale of the Cats Dogs going to Special Olympics of Virginia. It is 4:57. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get together. Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News, Charles Pyle, our esteemed news director, the three of us are going to be doing a special hour together right before the one debate between Lieutenant Governor Sears and Ms. Spamberger. It'll be fascinating stuff. I'm looking at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, and taking a look at some of the suggestions, some of the issues that people think ought to be addressed. We'll talk about these as we head through that special hour. I promise you that. A lovely note here that I just have to share that has nothing to do with the election, but boy, it has everything to do with helping out our Special Olympians. It's one of those things going to make you smile. 804 says, good afternoon, Jeff. I just wanted to let you know that I actually got to eat at the original Texas Inn while I was attending the Elvis Festival this past year in Lynchburg that happened in September. The Texas Inn is literally right across the street from the location where the festival is always held. Wow. I totally didn't think about it until I saw the menu, but I got so excited when I saw your name. And then it dawned on me where I was. And I told my friend about how the donations go to the Special Olympics, and you have a daughter with special needs. And I thought it was so cool that we both ordered the Jeff Katz dog and the fried sweet potato pie. It was delicious. Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm glad that you ordered it. I knew it was going to be delicious because, well, it's delicious. And I'm thrilled to hear that you were willing to enjoy something and help out Special Olympics Virginia. So I will mention one more time, a donation of $861.50 made by Dave Saunders and his team from the Texas Inn. They are selling the Jeff Katz dog. And the other possible name for it was the wimpy, wussy northerner hot dog. And it just didn't have the same appeal. You know, people were just not. So they went, all right, we'll slap Jeff's name on it, the Katz dog, because it's a Nathan's hot dog. It's a kosher hot dog out of New York. It's a great hot dog. You can still get those like radioactive red hot dogs for sure. But it's a good dog. And 50 cents from every dog goes to Special Olympics of Virginia. As part of what is now my collaborative effort with Sheriff Carl Leonard. And it's only collaborative because the sheriff does it and I kind of go along for the ride. That's what I've done for the last couple of years. And I thought, well, it's about time I do something. And that's what we're doing. So every quarter, the Texas Inn is going to total up the number of Katz dogs sold. And then 50 cents from every one of those hot dogs, every one of the Katz dogs, will go to Special Olympics of Virginia, and it goes to Carl Leonard's Polar Plunge Fund, right? He gets the credit for that on that. So it frankly, you know, in retrospect, this may not have been the best decision to make, but it just gets us that much closer to raising the amount of money we're going to need to do another one of these crazy things like we've done the last couple of years. But it is what it is. So we started it in the third quarter, which ended on October the 1st. It wasn't even the full 12 weeks. But during that time, 1,723 cats, dogs sold at the Texas Inn, which resulted in $861.50 for Special Olympics of Virginia, earmarked for Carl Leonard's Special Polar Plunge Fund. And I'm very, very proud of that. And I'm very grateful to Dave Saunders. DEA has really been in the news recently, Drug Enforcement Administration. And I got a guy that I think is fascinating. I came across him online. I think we got together on LinkedIn. And I asked Jack, he's retired now from the DEA, but I said, could you hop on just for a couple of moments, tell us a little bit about your journey within the DEA and the real scourge of the cartels, because, man, they're getting worse and worse. And he said, yeah, so he's going to join us at 5:35. It is 5:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We've got all sorts of great stuff going on this evening. Yeah, we really do. From 6 until 7. There are three of us that are going to be hanging out. Myself, Charles Pyle, our news director, host of Richmond's Morning News, Rich Herrera. The three of us just hanging out and talking about this upcoming election, this debate that will air right here on News Radio WRVA. Between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. What is it that's going to be addressed? What's not going to be addressed? What do you think should be addressed? Are the moderators going to be able to hold them both accountable? This is one of the difficulties that we see in debates. I think most of us have seen throughout the years. Do you have folks who are debate moderators who, in all candor, really think that they're a candidate? Do you have debate moderators who are making clear that they're supporting one candidate or the other? I don't know. We'll listen to that starting at 7. But again, at 6 o'clock this evening, me, I will be your humble host, of course, continuing for an extra hour. I'm still debating whether we perform our normal happy hour maneuvers at 18:03 or not. But I'll be joined by Rich Herrera and Charles Pyle, and we'll discuss all of that. I mentioned to you that I saw a great podcast, a great discussion involving Jack McFarland, And Jack McFarland is a retired supervisory special agent from the DEA. I am always impressed with the performance of our local DEA, our Richmond District Office, over on Green Court. These guys are always punching above their pay grade, just doing amazing work. And obviously with Terry Cole, who had been our public safety secretary with Governor Youngkin, now the actual administrator of the DEA, just great stuff. And I looked at Jack's journey, and it's an interesting one to get from where he was to the DEA. And I thought, well, let's chat with him a little bit, talk about that, and also talk about the real scourge that these cartels continue to visit upon Americans. I mean, we are all at risk at this moment as a result of them. Jack, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you very much, Jeff. I really appreciate it. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice. Give everybody a little sense of where you start sort of your professional life and how the heck that winds up with you with the DEA.
Yes, sir. Believe it or not, I was actually a high school teacher and a football coach. And back in the late 80s, a friend of mine got me interested in applying to the DEA and the FBI. I ended up applying to the both agencies. And I was going through the process of both agencies, and DEA came at me at first, and I went through the process and ended up going to Quantico and becoming a special agent and retired after 32 years of service.
Wow. Wow. So which is tougher, bringing down the cartels or dealing with high school students?
You know, today I would not want to touch to be a high school teacher today. No, I wouldn't want to touch it today. I did it back in the mid 80s and 4 years of it and 4 years of doing that and coaching football. It was great. It was a great experience. It was a great experience, but I don't think I'd want to go back and do it now. No disrespect.
No. Listen, some of us were those students that made those teachers' lives miserable. So
Yes, exactly.
Definitely understand that. So you enter on to service with the DEA. You don't have a choice of where you go, do you?
Really, believe it or not, back in the day, Jeff, what happened was you would get, for when I was going through, we were allowed to pick three assignments. Okay. And I ended up picking Philadelphia, New York, and Miami. And I was given, as my office of hire, excuse me, office of assignment, was the Philadelphia Field Divisional Office. And I spent 8 years there in Philadelphia. It was a wonderful, wonderful bunch of people there. I got all my got my grades there, moved up the ranks there, and then I was transferred. Well, I put in for a transfer to go to Quantico, Virginia, as a tactical physical training instructor for special agents. Absolutely, yes, sir.
I love that. Now, of course, as you know, you know what? You may not know. I'm a Philly native, and
okay.
1,000 years ago was a cop in Philadelphia, so who knows, we may have crossed paths, but I never got out a blue shirt, so I probably wasn't doing anything of any great importance when you were bringing down the real bad guys. When you were doing that, now again, this is a couple years back, but at that time, were the cartels as powerful as they are today?
When I was when I came on board back in the late 80s with Ronald Reagan being president, you know, Nancy Reagan just say no, most of the activity that we were dealing with was, believe it or not, was down in from Colombia. The Colombians were involved in bringing, of course, transshipping all the cocaine, and crack cocaine, of course, was big at that time. And I was also in the group that we did a lot of marijuana cases. But mostly of our personnel was the Colombians, believe it or not. We were doing the Colombians. And North Philadelphia, as you all know, the 24th, 25th, 26th precinct, 35th precinct. We worked a lot with those gentlemen and ladies.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the Badlands up there. There you go, sir. And it's still the Badlands up there after all these years. Kensington and Allegheny. And we can talk about this forever. But spent 8 years doing that. But most of our activity was from Colombia.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
So what was the shifting point? When did the Colombian gangs no longer pose the big threat and find themselves supplanted, I guess, by these Mexican cartels?
Well, when I was doing, I did Philadelphia for 8 years, then I went down to Quantico for about 5 years, as I said, as an agent instructor. When I got back out, I was promoted, then I went down to the islands. I was down in the Caribbean Field Division for a number of years, 4 years to be. I was a resident agent in charge down there. And that by, I would say somewhere when the Escobars were falling and the Cali cartels were falling, then she started to shift. I'd have to come around, say maybe in the late 90s, she started to shift west, of course, going through Mexico. The border, from the 2,200-mile border anywhere from Brownsville, Texas, out to San Ysidro, California. So it was something that a shift occurred there. And, with the government, it takes a little bit of time to steer that big vessel. So until we got our positioning, you know, we had the cocaine corridor working into South Florida. But, of course, when it started to shift out west, we had to make that adjustment. You had to make an adjustment, and we did, and we actually did. So, yes, yeah. Sir.
Oh, absolutely. Tremendous work. JackMcFarlandDEA.com is Jack's website, JackMcFarlandDEA.com. We'll get it shared on the social media platforms for folks who want to check it out. Jack, when you look at the current threat from fentanyl, how big a threat, realistically? I mean, I'm sitting here in the suburbs, and my kids are, you know, they're well-behaved, and they're well-educated, and they're fed, and all this other stuff. I mean, we don't really have to worry about this, do we?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you got to do it. It'll hit anywhere. It doesn't care what economic status you are, rich, poor, in between. It's going to come. If it's going to come, it's going to come out. Any and all personnel. And think about this, you know, we talk about, fentanyl, if you want to talk very quickly about it, fentanyl, 80,000 or 100,000 deaths per year. Think about that. That's crazy. And that would fit, remember back in the old Veterans Stadium, that would fit the vet, no problem, and all the seats in Veterans Stadium.
Yep.
It's just something that's a synthetic opioid, meaning synthetic opioid. It's manufactured for the listeners out there. And I'll tell you, you want to stay away from it because it'll kill you. It'll absolutely kill you. I mean, it's a hundred times stronger than morphine. It's just 50 times stronger than heroin. It'll just make you go to sleep and you won't wake up.
Jeez, it's difficult though. I mean, you're locking up the bad guys who are pushing this stuff for sure. What about the people who are using this stuff? Because they take the first hit, whatever the substance is, and then they spend the rest of their life. The phrase is chasing the dragon, right? Because they're never going to have a high as good as that first one, as far as they're concerned.
I mean, it's something. So if you talk to a person that is a user, they'll tell you that. I've never experienced that, of course.
Right.
No, and absolutely not. But it's that up to that individual. And yes, I mean, you have to have education. You need drug education as well. You need prevention as well. And you have to have help for these individuals that are out there. I mean, you know, when I raised my right hand, I raised it to the United States Drug Enforcement Administration. I didn't raise it to Drug Education Administration, but yet we have positions, we have people in place that do a lot, just as important as enforcement. And it seems that we have to have that happy balance. But I was always this enforcement guy, Jeff, you know, out there knocking it down, doing, you know, seizing the drugs, seizing the rest of the bad guys, seizing the assets. And the personnel that I dealt with, there were some sharp individuals that worked for the United States Drug Enforcement Administration. Absolutely.
What about Red Ribbon Week? What can you tell us about Kiki Camarena?
Red Ribbon Week is coming up, believe it or not, for DEA every year at the end of October, and it's very important. It's Kiki Camarena was an outstanding agent out there in Guadalajara. He was, of course, kidnapped, tortured, and murdered in 1987. It's sad how it went down, and we don't forget. We never forget. That's the title of DEA. Never forget. I mean, you do something to one of ours, we're going to find you no matter how long it takes, and that's really important. But it's coming up, and you'll see a lot of red ribbons. So understand it's about remembrance, and what we want to do is remember what the sacrifice is, not just Agent Camarena, but also all the agents that have in our Wall of Honor and headquarters that have been sacrificed their lives for drug enforcement. I mean, think about that. I mean, being killed over some marijuana. Think about it. The marijuana. Camarena was close to an organization out there, a marijuana organization, and he was knocking it down out there, and the bad guys didn't like it because why? They were cutting into their bottom line of money, and they had to get rid of them, and unfortunately they did. So, but Red Ribbon Week is very important for DEA, and it also should be important for all the communities out there, not only the United States of America, but also worldwide, absolutely worldwide too.
Yeah. You know, one of the nice things was it was last year, I guess, where they, you said you're going to get your guy, finally got the guy that, you know, was ultimately responsible for the murder of Kiki Camarena, and they actually used his handcuffs. His son is a judge down there in Texas. And
yes, they did. Yes, they did. That's pretty cool. That's an old law enforcement maneuver, and I think that's fantastic. And they put him on him, and they, I don't know if they cinched him too tight, but they probably cinched him accordingly to secure them on his wrist.
I would doubt there was very much free movement in those cuffs, and I'm okay with that. Absolutely. You've had one or two interesting adventures, Jack, and I'm curious if it would be okay in the future. I'd love to get you back just to talk about little segments here and there. I mean, 4 years in the Caribbean, there's some folks, I heard that, I'm thinking, man, worst thing that Jack had to deal with was sunburn. That's it, right? Did they remember the little silly umbrella in your drink at the beach? But maybe more than that?
You know, Jeff, it's hilarious. You know, everyone thinks that, you know, we were hanging on the beach, sitting on the beach, drinking Mai Tais. Well, my wife saw the good side of the island. I didn't see such the good side. We were banging and hanging down there. It was a rock and roll show down there for the 4 years. I had a wonderful, wonderful office in the island of St. Croix, in the Caribbean Division. And we did some great enforcement. We really did. And Cocaine Corridor, it just doesn't stop. And if you get a chance, please check out some of my podcasts. I just did some great ones, and they came around very nicely. And that's coming from the host, of course.
Yeah.
But it's something that people aren't accustomed to think when you go to the islands, it's everything's great. No, modern day piracy, weapons trafficking, dope trafficking, and of course human trafficking.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get you back if you're willing to do it, because I
sure, Jeff. Yeah, no worries, brother. Absolutely, man. I mean, you're a proponent of you're a supporter of DEA down there, of course, in our Richmond District Office of the Washington Field Division. And I know I've got some good information on you, and all good stuff, and nothing bad. But no, Jeff, I thank you for what you do for DEA, and keep doing that for us. Absolutely.
Well, we absolutely. We're going to make sure we get you back. I do want to focus a little bit on the human trafficking. Our guy Chris Gumenez just got the big promotion to SAC for Washington Division, and is doing great work there. And obviously, the DEA writ large. You guys stole Terry Cole back from us, and that's okay, because I think
yes, Mr. Cole, Administrator Cole. Believe it or not, I hate to put this out there, but he was a student of mine in Quantico when I was an agent instructor in there. So. Yeah, I know Mr. Cole very well, and he knows Mr. McFarland very well as well.
All right, well, before I let you go, Jack, how did he do in class? Did you grade on a curve, and did he get an A?
You know, he was tactically sound, and he was very yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full. Yes, sir.
Okay. What a good answer. That's why you got to retire. I like that. All right,
hey,
Jack.
Yes, sir.
Jack McFarlandDEA.com. I'm going to get that up on social media. I can't wait to get you back here. What a good guy. Jack McFarland, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Let's get him back, Jerm. Now that I think about it, we do have Red Ribbon Week coming up the end of October. It would be great to get him back on, some of our other DEA friends, to remember that sacrifice that Kiki Camarena made so many years ago. And again, I will say it, because I don't know if anybody else is saying it, but I've got to pay tribute to our Richmond District Office. Those guys over there on Green Court do such an incredible job, and have done, as long as I've been familiar with them, 13, 14 years. They've got great task force officers coming from local agencies, the state police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, it was great to chat with Jack. And again, I just so thoroughly enjoyed some of his podcast. I thought, well, I want you to get on here, and we'll hopefully get some more folks putting eyes on him. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I would wish you a happy evening, but I don't have to, because you are going to be sticking around. I know that I am going to be joined by the host of Richmond's Morning News, Rich Herrera, as well as our unbelievably impressive news director, Charles Pyle. And the three of us are going to spend the next hour talking about what we will or will not, what we should or should not see here in the upcoming debate. Yeah, at 7 o'clock, we will have our debate between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. It's the one time these two are meeting head-to-head, face-to-face, and it's only for an hour. You better make sure you keep it right here so you know everything you need to know before you vote. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.